do have Ella and Graham in studio with me tonight. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Actually, I'm not that well.
You got a bit of a sniffle.
I do a bit. I lied. Sorry. So, I have a bit of a confession to make.
Please.
I don't know if this is going to be embarrassing for me or not, but, like, every week when we get our interview roster and stuff, I have a listen to the bands, obviously. But in your case, I've been listening to your songs on repeat for the last, like, week. I knew a couple before, but, yeah, that
is
so fun.
Nice. I thought you were going to say, to be honest, I've never heard of you guys.
No. I think Reflect was, like, my song, like, after high school a couple years ago.
Oh,
it was just, like, so fun.
Nice.
So cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that is okay.
Sure, get those plays up.
I do what I can. No, but when I was delving deep, I feel like I got a lot of 80s vibes, but also Kylie Minogue vibes.
Ooh.
I don't know if that has been said before.
Well,
or
let's
not.
Say it again.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, we're cool with that.
Yeah. There's a certain era of Kylie. Oh, she's got, you know, many great eras, but yeah.
Good.
Special era.
I'm curious as to who or what has inspired the sound of GL.
Yeah, a lot of things like that. I mean, I personally love 80s music, but I also love 60s and 70s funk and soul, as does Ella. That's where we used to always, you know, come from. But then we kind of got synthesizers and drum machines, started doing a more 80s thing. But then there's always been a very, like, this is a pop band. Like, we don't want to be too of a certain style. Mm. And, you know, we both love listening to pop music. So it's important that there are, you know, choruses and hooks and lyrics, and it's not too wishy-washy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we both love soul music and stories and playing with sounds and, yeah.
Mm.
Kind of on that, I feel like I don't know anything about, like, how electronic music, I don't know if that's what you would dub GL, but, like, electronic pop kind of stuff. I don't know how any of that is made, and I'm sure people listening also don't. Mm. So would you care to enlighten me?
Well,
in terms of, like, instrumentation, I suppose.
I guess we blend a bit of... It's a broad thing, the electronic umbrella.
Mm.
But, yeah, we blend the live elements as well. Graham's a great drummer, and so we have live drums. We don't really have guitars or bass or that sort of thing, but we play the synthesizers and then drum machines and kind of layer it all together. So it's a bit of a mix, but the synthesizers and drum machines are probably the things that make it sound more electronic. Working in sequences, I guess.
That's right.
Loops,
yeah.
Of, you know, grooves.
Sometimes, you know, good thing about electronic music is that some accidental things can happen. I'm no expert on what all the buttons and knobs do, but you just go for it, and before you know it, you have a very unique sound that can spark an idea. But I guess one of the drawbacks is it's, you know, you have to add life to the electronic music, because you're not a live band with humans playing that have all this natural energy that comes through their performance. It can be very computerized. So the challenge is to try and put some of that human feel into it, or that spontaneity, because often, you know, it will spontaneously come up with something on the spot, and then you sit there twiddling knobs for 5 hours and you lose the fun of what the intention was, you know.
Yeah, right.
So you just got to kind of balance that a bit, not get too much into the, you know, mathematics of it.
Yeah.
And try and keep it, yeah, a bit live.
Yeah.
Mm.
Considering a lot of it would be, yeah, like you said, you're a two-man band. You don't have that kind of, like, lots of people on stage live situation.
Yeah.
How does your live performance go?
Well, funny you should say that, because we're launching at Howler, our show, and we've got two new band members. So a percussionist, Neda, who's really amazing, and another synthesizer player, synthesist, called Dan Moogerman. And so, yeah, it's going to be a bit more of an expanded GL show.
Sweet. So is that completely live then?
There's still elements of things that you can't really recreate on the spot, like that are really integral to the beat.
It's going to be good. Yeah,
and
good lineup.
DJ Colette.
DJ Colette.
Yeah, oh, yes. Who is a Melbourne icon and, yeah, one of my favourite DJs. So, yeah, she's lots of fun.
Very exciting. Now, I saw on your Instagram kind of recently you posted that you played at Meredith. Was that last year or another
year?
No,
that was 2015 or something.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
I couldn't have gone even if I wanted to. but I'm curious, like, especially with the kind of sound of your songs and, like, your live setup, how does playing to a crowd of that size compare to the more intimate gigs like the one next week?
Well, I guess you've just got more room in a big stage. We were like, what are we going to do with all this space?
That's true, yeah.
So that's why we really got out the silks and played with silks. We had two dancers for that show, Beck and Sarah, who do Deep Soulful Sweats. Yep. Might have seen around town. But, yeah, they did some excellent silk work for that show. But, you know, I think you adapt to the space and, you know, both are really fun. Can be a bit scary playing on a big stage, but... Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, inevitably when you play in those big audiences, not necessarily everyone, especially us, you know, would know our music. So, you have the challenge of sort of winning some new fans and stuff. Whereas when you do your own show, it's generally people that know you somewhat. And we've had some great intimate shows in, you know, venues like Howler and that type of thing where everyone's singing, you can all hear them all. And that's a great vibe as well.
Mm.
But, you know, it's also great to look out at a huge crowd that's having a good time too.
It's amazing to play to people that have never heard your music before and, you know, see how they react to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you mentioned before we went on air that you guys were doing some mixing today. Is Night Habit indicative of some more new stuff to come out from you guys?
I think so. Mm. It's probably, yeah, a bit more... live band sounding, a bit more spooky.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely have some stuff that, yeah, it's sort of a variety. But, I mean, the way that we see it, we've talked about this, because Night Habit seems like a strange song for us. But we've had some in the past, like on our first EP, there was a track called Runner, where Ella mainly, you know, spoken word, and it was this spooky kind of, you know,
about
like...
about time and the end of time.
Yeah, yeah. So we have delved into this these places before, and I think that we're just trying to do that a little bit more, you know, explore some other kind of themes and sounds.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but I think there'll be a good blend of our older sort of sound and yeah, that Night Habit type of vibe as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm very excited. I'm sure people who know your stuff or even who don't will also be glad to hear new stuff from you guys. Thanks so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
If you did want to catch GL Play, they are playing next Friday at The Howler. That's the 18th of October, by the way. Anyway, here is their new track. This one's called Night Habit. You're on The Hoist on Sin.